Tweet Storm by Louis Rosenberg.
I saw the best minds of my generation reduced to hashtags, glassy-eyed and necks bent, dragging themselves through tweet storms at dawn, hoping for a viral post. Fast-fingered influencers trolling for a fleeting fix of followers on scrolling screens in the glowing machinery of distraction, who spew selfish selfies and caustic comments and brigade down digital streets with clenched fists while hiding behind a million miles of anonymity, who howl with joy when snagging 50,000 likety likes on an early morning post while sitting on sweaty toilets, genitals hanging, fingers banging, phones in hand, who share sacred lies and flagrant falsehoods and gaslit exaggerations by the billion, yakety-yakking amid shocks of unfriendings and unfollowings, who cling to petty affirmations from the thumbs of like-minded clickety-clickers who tweet the same angry tweets while trading righteous vids and dank memes, who prowl around all day in their underwear in the windowless basements of their mother's townhouses, wondering if they should even get dressed today, who forget their own passwords but remember their own names, at least for now, expecting an upgrade to hit any minute that makes names irrelevant, who troll the dark web in search of a smoldering underbelly of subversion that doesn't really exist and hasn't existed since their parents' parents filled the streets, who smugly sell their privacy and liberty for free two-day delivery of products they didn't know they needed until a well-targeted Facebook ad punched them in the face, who lost their minds at the mere threat of a TikTok ban, but rose up with fiery resolve, courageously crafting very, very, very snarky tweets and vids and memes, who watch porn with one hand and tweet with the other, proudly telling employers they're good at multitasking as they pine for a day when they can pump data straight into their brains for a low monthly fee. I'm with you, Gen XYZ, on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, as we wake up under dirty sheets and kiss glowing screens that cough all night and won't let us sleep. I'm with you on Twitter and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and whatever other products they tell us to use in our underwear until they tell us we don't need underwear. I'm with you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, feeling good about my followers and upvotes and retweets and likes until they tell us there's something else we're supposed to feel good about instead, underwear or not.